Welcome to Career Tools. Today's topic, cover letter examples. Before we go on though, one quick note. If you don't know, Podcast Awards nominations at www.podcastawards.com are now going on. If you'd like to help us get the word out about Career Tools and Manager Tools, we'd love it if you go to podcastawards.com and nominate us in the business category. We appreciate your support, and the visibility we get there helps us reach more folks just like you. So with that, here we go on with the show. We get a lot of requests to look at cover letters.
Yeah.
Several every single week. And we also get a lot of emails from members who say, hey, look, I can't create a cover letter for each application I want to make. It's just going to take too long.
Nah, I hate it when people say that. Yeah, okay.
And that's wrong, right? And so in today's cast, we're going to show what the implementation of our cover letter guidance looks like and how you can create a cover letter in less than 15 minutes.
There's a simple formula. Each one's got to be different. And if you're not willing to spend 15 minutes on a cover letter, then don't complain that your search is not going as well as you'd like.
Yeah. It's amazing the number of people who don't put a cover letter on the resume, and it can make a difference. So in today's market, use every advantage you possibly can.
Yeah. I think there's a theme in cover letters and in resumes, and it becomes worse in down markets, which is exactly the opposite of what it should be. The theme is, when it's a down market, is I just want to throw everything and I want to get my resume out to as many people as possible. There is a grossness, if I can say so, a coarseness, if you will, to searches. People get a little bit desperate, and we understand that. And they send out lots of resumes that are identical, and they have every possible, they throw the kitchen sink in, every possible thing, 5, 6, 7 page resumes, with the idea that if more people know everything about me, there's more chances I'll get hired. When in fact, in a down market, you want much more targeted resumes. You want a resume that is one page to a person. You may have a 5-page career document, right? A career management document, which you've whittled down to one page. And if you're interviewing for the same types of jobs in a couple of industries, it's not going to take you hours to get down to a targeted resume. But the same thing's true with the cover letter. I get cover letters all the time that are clearly a boilerplate. There's no customization at all. And people say, well, I can't customize all of them if I'm to send out thousands. Well, maybe you ought not to be sending out thousands. But even if you are, if the more boilerplate your cover letter is, the same it is as all the others, the more you send out identical resumes everywhere that are too long, you're sending the wrong message. So that's why our cover letter guidance is the way it is. There are some specific recommendations that give you some basic structure and yet also allow you to customize it. And if you do that, like Mike says, it only take like 15 minutes.
Good. Okay. So we're going to talk about the three parts of cover letters, right? And then we're going to give people three specific examples of
no-brainer.
How to do a cover letter, right? And if you have an individual license for Career Tools, then obviously you're going to have all this text in there and you can lift it and use it to your heart's content. So for those of you who are individual license holders, it's going to be a little easier to follow because the examples we're going to give are going to be much like the rest of Career Tools, pretty detailed.
Yep. And this is going to go out sometime in late 2011, but when the economy improves, folks, you'll definitely want to review this. Make sure that you've got your cover letters just so. Yep.
Excellent. Okay. So review for us. What are the three parts of the cover letter?
I don't know if people remember it, but we had a Career Tools Rules of Job Applications, and we introduced an avatar, Bob Smith. We're going to use his resume again for this cast. On the website, there's a copy of his resume, so you can look at it. And let's just say in our fictional world here, Bob's spouse wants to move from Great Britain to Knoxville, Tennessee. Okay? We looked on monster.com. and found three roles for Bob to apply for. And in fact, folks, you can see the full text for each of these jobs that we selected on another document on the website so that you'll be able to understand the resume and the job. These are actual jobs from Monster that are current now. They won't be. If you're listening to this in 2012 or 2013, those jobs may not be there, but we'll still have the text on the website. But look, cover letters have three parts, okay? You need to state your interest and which job you're interested in. Okay, that's in the first paragraph. The second describes how your background will help the company. This is a huge mistake that people make. They say, I'm really excited. I really believe I'll be good. Companies look at your resume to see whether or not you'll be good. They want data. They won't believe all your statements about how wonderful you are. That's why recruiters ignore the objective statements and the career summaries and the professional summaries at top of resumes. It's one of the reasons why we love LinkedIn, but I think LinkedIn makes this worse because there's a career summary section and people fill that up and then they just think, well, this is an online resume, so my actual resume should have a career summary, which it should not. Your resume should be reverse chronological order with the jobs you've had and how well you've done them, which means responsibilities and accomplishment bullets. And when I say responsibilities, I don't mean bullets. I mean responsibilities, prose paragraphs, and accomplishment bullets. But the cover letter is not your resume. The cover letter is designed to say, the document that follows tells you what I've done. I'm going to tell you now here in the second paragraph why what you want to do, based on what I understand from your role and so on, why I'm right for that. Okay, how I can help you get what you want.
Right. So it's essentially you're tying the resume to the specific opportunity they have.
Yeah. And you know what this is? I mention this every once in a while at conferences and I get blank looks often. We need to do a cast on it at some point. I've got to figure out how to make it actionable. But there's a common sales technique, folks, called features and benefits. And there's an old saying, features tell and benefits sell. You don't buy a car because it has a bumper, okay? And by the way, I understand that you may not want to buy a car because it doesn't have a bumper. You expect your car to have a bumper. The bumper is the feature, but you don't buy it for the bumper. You buy it for what the bumper does for you, which is reduce your cost in a crash, reduce the damage to your car, and increase the chances that you'll be less hurt if you have a crash, right? Because bumpers have gotten a lot more technologically impressive in the last 50 years since they were just a piece of steel on the front end like a battering ram on a car. So the bumper is the feature, but the benefit is the cost savings and the reduced risk to you and your family in the event of, heaven forbid, an accident. Your resume is full of features and the cover letter makes it benefits. It says, this is why I can help you. You want to move into South America. I spent 3 years managing product delivery in South America. You guys are going to be doing more in digital technology. Well, I've spent 3 years designing digital products for Intel, something like that. So that's the second paragraph. And the final paragraph of your cover letter states when you'll be following up. It's a very simple thing. Now, I had somebody recently, Mike, tell me, oh, well, Mark, you know, that doesn't sound custom. I said, well, okay. And I I think I could make it totally custom. And I gave him an example and he said, well, yeah, I guess that one's custom. And folks, the whole point of a template is to allow you to not have to reinvent the wheel every time you write a cover letter. What we hear from people is I could only do one or two because it takes me hours. Well, the point of the template is to make it easier for you to focus on the content. In other words, the template reduces your degrees of freedom. You don't have to write completely custom sentences every time. Probably 40% of the words are going to be the same. 60% are going to be different. But the template, the structure we're giving you, makes it easy for you to change 3 or 4 or 5 sentences, not every single one, and turn out a lot more of them, and yet still have them be custom.
Yeah, otherwise you fall into the habit that I often do, which is I know I need to do something. I want it to be perfect. My standards are very high. I don't have time. I can't make it perfect. So therefore, I don't do it. Now,
you don't do
it. One could argue that, okay, it's not perfect and you shouldn't have it out there. But let me tell you.
Yeah, if it's not out there, you don't hit any balls you don't swing at.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Should I have a 90% correct cover letter or zero?
Well, grammatically, we want 100%. But yeah, you want 90% of perfection.
Exactly.
And frankly, the number of cover letters I get that are perfect, that would be zero. Yeah, it'd be great if you could be perfect. But if you can't get it started, as you say, it doesn't make any difference. And frankly, 90% would be just fine. The point is, if I showed you 20 of the cover letters you wrote, or if you showed me 20 of the cover letters you wrote, I might then say, yeah, you're right. There's a theme there. But nobody else is going to see the other ones. The problem is you're not willing to do the extra work to make 20 different ones. It takes 15 minutes each to think a little bit about the job and your role and figure out why you're good for that role. But only 15 minutes rather than hours is a huge advantage, and nobody's going to see all of them. And the fact that each one is custom is way better than doing the opposite, which is just boilerplate, because we can see boilerplate coming a mile away. When you write a cover letter based on our recommendations, no one will think It is ever boilerplate. If you tailor your background to what that job is that they want you to do or that they have open, there's no way they're going to assume that you would send that cover letter to a company in a different industry or a different company recruiting for a different job. And it sends an extra message that you put extra time into this particular role. They might actually believe that you're sending a bunch of blanket cover letters or boilerplate cover letters elsewhere, but they are going to assume this guy must really see our job as unique. And all things being equal, and if there are 1,000 resumes in front of the recruiter, some of those all things are going to be equal. This may be just the thing that puts you over the edge and gets you an interview, which is the whole point of what cover letters and resumes do.
Exactly.
Okay. And I don't know if I said it, but I just want to be clear. The last paragraph, the second paragraph is the one that really makes a difference. The last paragraph, of course, you tell them when you're following up.
Excellent. Okay. So let's go through a couple examples to help people really understand
right.
how to do this well. So what's our first one?
Yeah. So project manager role at Cisco for Bob. The role provides project management expertise to multiple projects, right? So this is somebody internal at Cisco who manages projects across the organization, ensures the projects are managed properly. In the job description, the requirements say bachelor science degree, experience managing multiple small or medium-sized software projects, solid project management skills, methodical approach to coordinating and communicating plans and status. And they want someone who can leverage resources that are not direct reports. Gosh, you almost think, man, if this person had listened to some podcasts, maybe that would have helped them. So anyway. Oh, you mean that actually happens? You mean there are jobs for project managers and knowing something about project management would be good? Anyway, all right. So here's Bob's cover letter that Wendy would write for Bob. Dear Mr. Rogers, this is the first paragraph. I'm interested in the role of project manager in your advanced security initiatives group in Knoxville, as advertised on Monster.com. I've admired Cisco since early in my career when I met one of your implementation teams at A&L. I was impressed by their knowledge and professionalism. Period. New paragraph. My background fits your needs specifically. I have a bachelor's degree in information technology and have been leveraging that education for 8 years as an IT project manager. I have a 100% delivery track record, delivering up to 5 simultaneous projects on time and on budget. Working in a matrix environment, achieving these results required the ability to influence and coordinate activities and the methodical approach you mentioned. On a recent project, I was able to achieve a $3 million cost reduction by developing a project dashboard, preventing resource conflicts, and ensuring project resources were used effectively. I have presented project results at executive level and have been successful in obtaining support for my proposals. New paragraph. I look forward to hearing from you. Because I know how busy you are, I will follow up with you by phone on 23 August. Respectfully, Bob Smith.
Wow.
I got to tell you, that's pretty darn good.
That's a pretty good cover letter.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, look at it. We told them which role we were interested in, because trust me, folks, recruiters have 100 roles they're filling if they have one. We told them how Bob said how he fit the job description, and Bob promised to follow up. And by the way, if you have show notes, if you're an individual licensee, you can see the whole text of the job description from Monster. There is no contact name, just to be clear, in the particular example that we posted. But you'll also won't have to listen to me saying it over and over again if you're an individual licensee.
Let me ask you a question before you go on.
Okay.
How do we find out who to address it to and how we're going to follow up? How do we do that? Because we may not know that at this point, right?
Okay. Here's a little secret. Okay. I don't know if you know this.
I don't
tell anybody. Dude, don't tell anybody. Google. We Googled a few things, and on our fourth try, went for the name of the division that the role is in. And the second result in that search gave us a PDF version of the job advertisement and the recruiter's name and the email address and the recruiter's cell phone number.
You got to like Google.
Yeah.
Or Yahoo or whatever.
Or ask.com, right? Yeah. You can do this for, or Bing even. You can do this for any job. We'll prove it for doing for all three jobs we're having Bob apply for. We will. If you can't find it on the web, phone and ask. Frankly, it's lazy not to phone and ask, right? And you prove yourself to be lazy when you don't do it and you send an email addressed, dear sir or ma'am.
Yeah. Therein lies the hidden nugget in this particular cast. Yeah. Pretty cool. Okay. So give me another example.
Okay. Second job, IT project manager. Okay. Pretty straightforward software and infrastructure project management role. To start with, folks, look, let's make it easy. Now you might be thinking, ooh, boilerplate, but no, copy and paste the previous cover letter. Don't worry. You're just going to change that, right? You'll notice if you look at the description on the website, 50% of the requirements are the same and the rest are pretty similar. Now you can't leave the cut and paste as is, obviously. You reword the paragraph so it reflects the words that are in the advertisement as closely as possible without being exactly the same. It needs to feel to the reader that it's familiar relative to their job description, but it's not just copied.
Right. So just to stress again, because you said that, right? That reflect the words that are in the advertisement as closely as possible. The whole point is you have a resume, there's an advertisement for a job, and you're trying in your cover letter to tie those two things together. How does your resume solve the needs there that are expressed in the job advertisement?
There you go. And copy and paste could send somebody who's going to be lazy and just say, well, I'll just copy and paste. It's the same job. And no, you've got to go through and you've got to read the job description and you've got to say, okay, I believe this is a good fit. Now, how can I make this three paragraph templated cover letter? How can I really make sure that I've got the same sort of tone? And the way tone happens is through the choice of words. Okay. So, dear Mr. Gillen, I'm interested in the role of information technology project manager as advertised on Monster.com. I'm particularly interested because you specify that this role uses tools from multiple frameworks to best fit the project scenario, an approach I have used with success previously. I love that first paragraph. My background fits your needs specifically. This is a new paragraph, folks. I have a bachelor's degree in information technology and have been leveraging that education for 8 years as an IT project manager. Now, I think that sentence, by the way, folks, is exactly the same, but that's okay, right? Because, of course, the BS degree is not going to be the key thing, but you've totally got to say that you've got a BS degree in IT, okay? I have a 100% delivery track record delivering up to 5 simultaneous projects on time and on budget. I have used PMI and Scrum methods to achieve these results and have trained others to achieve the same results. On a recent project, I was able to achieve a $3 million cost reduction by developing a project dashboard, preventing resource conflicts, and ensuring project resources were used effectively. I have presented project results at executive level and run executive level meetings to time and agenda. I look forward to hearing from you. Because I know how busy you are, I will follow up with you by phone on 23 August. Respectfully, Bob Smith.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff reused, right? But you change it enough to be specific to the particular job description, job advertisement for this specific position.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, would it be the same if you were interviewing for a Scrum manager position? Of course not. They're going to be totally different jobs. You're going to have to come up with a totally different template. Well, no, let me put it differently. The first time you write one from a Scrum manager job, the template is going to be the same. It's going to be our three paragraph template, right? But the details of it are going to be different. The first one that you write for Scrum is going to be very different than the one for IT project manager. The second one you write for a Scrum manager job, if in fact you apply for one, is going to be very similar. But we'll have 3 to 4 to 5 words and maybe 2 or 3 sentences that are different, specific to the company and the job that we're talking about.
Right. Now, the person you sent this to, Mr. Gillen, you got that from Google?
Yeah, actually, in this case, both that number two and the third example we're going to give you were advertised by a recruitment agency. So we just called and asked.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. If it's an external agency, much easier.
Even easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what? We say it's easy. Nobody does it. And I got to tell you something, folks. A lot of people assume that you have to be perfect or there's nothing. And that's not true. It is not about being 30% better in one thing that gets you a job. It's about being 1% better in 30 things. It's about looking better in the cover letter, looking better in the resume, following up when you say you're going to follow up, putting a person's name in there and so on. There's 5, 10, 15, 20 things you can do, all small things, and you win by having everybody else die the death of 1,000 cuts because you're willing to spend a little extra time. And I hear people say, oh, yeah, that my job search is my job for the next 3 months. Okay, good. We like that. Are you at your desk at 8 o'clock? Are you tracking when you're going to call Mr. Gillen back on the 23rd of August? Those are the kind of things that really, really do make a difference.
Okay. So how about third example?
Yeah. Okay. So the final role is for an IT project manager of development operations. It basically says in the job description or in the ad, a hybrid between a project manager and a manager role. Interesting. The initial responsibility is to lead the development team to achieve the goal of a major company IT initiative. I just read recently about how dangerous major IT initiatives are. Subsequently, this person is going to have to create a strategy and a plan to standardize the process across all other development teams. Okay. In the advertisement, there are 2 really useful pieces of information. One is the zip code where the role will be based. Oh, yeah. The second is that role will be working across development's centers of excellence. That's a pretty specific wording and is probably a department name. When we Googled that, guess what we found? A much longer job description. We also found another job at the same company on a website called televisionproductionjobs.com. This is, again, still in Knoxville. So now we know that this is a TV-related job in a fairly narrow geographic area. We bet those of you who might be living in Knoxville right now would know who that company is. Okay, there's another interesting piece of information in the other job description. The company has recently started using offshore resources. There's nothing in the original job description, but we'll bet that everyone in IT in that company is wondering about offshoring and would love their new hire to have some experience that they might be able to share. Don't you just, it just makes you want to hire Wendy for $10,000 a day and say, would you please help me get a job?
Yeah, it's like almost a little bit like being a private detective, right?
You yeah.
Pull the pieces together and.
And something else too, folks. This can be a lot easier if you have a robust network. I gave a talk recently to a women's executive group at one of our clients as a courtesy to them. And we talked about building a network. And I said, you know, networks are like the ant and the grasshopper, right? The grasshopper whiles away the summer enjoying the sun. And then in the wintertime, he dies. I think actually in the fable, he dies because the ant worked all summer and prepared for the winter. And then he was fine when winter came. And, you know, everybody needs a network when they need it. But you can't build one when you need it. You have to have built it long before. All right, so here's the cover letter we'd write. Dear Mr. Gillen, I am interested in the role of IT project manager of development operations you have advertised. I'm particularly interested in the standardizing processes aspect of the role, as this is something I've experienced success at. My background fits your needs specifically. I have a bachelor's degree in information technology and have been leveraging that education for 8 years as an IT project manager. I have a 100% delivery track record. I have delivered up to 5 simultaneous projects on time and on budget using in-house, contracted, onshore, and offshored resources. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you love it, don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I developed the delivery strategy for Europe-wide project implementations, including implementing process standardization in my last role. I have consistently achieved cost and effort reductions by upskilling staff, using a variety of project management and software development methods, and open source where possible. Last paragraph, I look forward to hearing from you because I know how busy you are. I'll follow up with you by phone on August 23rd. Respectfully, Bob Smith. Now, somebody might say, wait, those two letters are going to the same guy. Yep. And you know what? If it's an external recruiter, they don't mind. That's not a problem at all. What they're going to see is two letters from you, and they're going to see two different cover letters. Yeah, they'll see a little bit of the similarity. They'll also see the customization, and they know that the best job searchers customize, and they might have done 5 things, and they might interview for jobs in 2 or 3 of those 5 areas, as opposed to standard boilerplate. Imagine Mr. Gillen got 2 identical letters for 2 different jobs. Not cool.
Oh, just think about it. I mean, the recruiter is trying to separate the field, to spread the field, and figure out who to go forward with. And is there anything wrong with recruiter knowing you put a little extra effort in it and customize the cover letter? I'd suggest not.
No, not if it's 15 minutes. No way. Okay. So that's it, folks. It's simple as that. You got 3 parts. We gave you 3 examples. Creating cover letters isn't hard. You can use the same structural template every time. Replace just 6 sentences to tailor the cover letter to the role you're applying for. A little detective work. You got to be impressed by this in this cast, right? A little detective work will nearly always get you the name of the person to address your letter to, even at big companies who only use web-based submissions. Going to this effort makes you stand out as a candidate. And at the stage of the process where your resume is in a pile with everybody else, there's nothing bad in making yourself stand out a little bit in the right way.
Nothing bad at all. All right, my friend. Thanks.
My pleasure, partner.
All right. We'll see you later. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, check out the discussion forums, www.manager-tools.com/forums. Hope to see you there. So long, folks.